FDNY widow rebukes Joe Biden for his doing 9/11 statement, flippant remark. By Nick Gilbertson on September 11, 2024. A widow whose husband, a New York City fire department FDNY chief, was killed in the September 11, 2001 terrorist attack, blasted President Joe Biden for his comment that he would be doing 9/11 on Tuesday. Joanne Barbara, the wife of fallen FDNY Chief Gerard Jerry A. Barbara, called out Biden at the 9/11 Memorial and Museum ceremony to commemorate the 23rd anniversary of the attack. Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris were notably in attendance at the event, as were former President Donald Trump and his running mate, Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O. The elected officials here today show their respect and reverence to the families on September 11th or, in our president's words, to 9/11, quite a flippant remark, Barbara said. But, please remember that the September 11th families live it every day, not just on the anniversary. In conclusion, may God bless those battling post-September 11th illnesses, our first responders, and the military here and abroad. May God bless America. And never forget, she added to a big round of applause. Harris and Biden, who were standing next to Trump and Vance earlier at the ceremony, appear to have left the event before Barbara ripped Biden for his comment. Footage from the moments before her criticism shows that Trump and Vance were there. But, at this point, they were flanked by former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, D. Governor Kathy Hochul, DNY, and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY. Biden's remark came at the White House hours before the debate between Harris and Trump on Tuesday, the eve of the 23rd anniversary of September 11, 2001. I'm going off to my granddaughter's birthday in New York. Then, we're going to watch the debate, and, then, tomorrow, I'm doing 9/11. I spoke to the vice president. She seems calm, cool, and collected. Fallen Chief Barbara was a 31-year veteran of the FDNY and was helping evacuation efforts at the Twin Towers in Manhattan on September 11, 2001. The 9/11 Memorial and Museum's website notes.